Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You'll notice when Dr. Steve Pachenik's on, he's talking directly to the establishment, and believe me, they're listening. And it's part of my duty as a person that loves my family to stand up against what's happening. And this short little segment we've got left with you, Dr. Pachenik, where is it all headed? Obviously, proxy wars, Al-Qaeda openly working for the West, Russian proxy war, there in Syria. Where is it all going? And then why are you so upset about it? Where, I mean, not only is it immoral and offensive, but where does it lead us? Where does it go?
Where it leads us is really into a country where we're very self-destructive, and most of Americans don't understand that. We have a present president who should have been very different from Bush Jr., but really is a continuation and actually is quite worse. We have been in more wars now underneath Obama with Pakistan, Iraq, and now Syria, where we're going to get into conflagration, which involves Lebanon, United Arab Emirates, Syria, China, and Russia, all because of our arrogance, ignorance, and a CIA that's totally out of control. It first started with Petraeus and Hillary Clinton. Now it continues with Brennan. Once we get into that conflict, we can't get out of it. At the same time, it's bleeding out all of our economy into trillions of dollars, into hundreds and thousands of our innocent men and women who are serving for reasons they don't understand. They come back. It'll put a drain on our health care system. We're destroying societies overseas. We've killed over 400,000 innocent Iraqi, Pakistanis, and Afghanis. We're going to kill another thousands of innocent Syrians, Lebanese, and Christians and Muslims. It has nothing to do with Israel.
So Al-Qaeda can take control and chop Christians' heads off.
Well, Al-Qaeda is nothing more than a group of guys that we created under the Carter administration and is sponsored by the CIA, as is Taliban. Taliban worked with Zalmay Khalilzad and Hamid Karzai, the UNICAL. This is nothing more than a...
And again, why would Karzai now be coming out and admitting that?
Because Karzai has a problem in that he has not admitted anything. He was put pressure on by me and others because I knew him when he was appointed by Zalmay Khalilzad and a CIA asset and a scammy. And Karzai is so corrupt and he's bipolar and mentally ill. There's no question about it. That he's been a problem to every Secretary of State, every military official, and he knows he's sitting on trillions of dollars of assets that we in the United States want for 11 years. But it's costing us our domestic economy. It's costing us veterans. It's costing us the recession. It's costing us our ability to grow forth and become a democracy. We're destroying ourselves as a democracy for those things that we, 11 million of our veterans, fought for in order to be honest, transparent, and not to be criminals in the international
arena. This is Agenda 21. They want to shut everybody down. What about the move to get our guns and start that fight in the billions of bullets and the armored vehicles?
Well, I told you, and I didn't tell you, but you said it very clearly. There's no question in my mind after I examined Sandy Hook that Sandy Hook was a total false flag. There was no individual involved. There wasn't Asperger's. There wasn't 24 kids who were killed. There was a woman by the name of Susan Collins who has a $600 million contract that writes about wars called Hunger Games and post-apocalyptic events, and she didn't say a damn word at the place where I know very well because I train in Greenwich, Connecticut. The first responders who were on the New York Times said they had PTSD. Well, they are the only ones I know who are Irish Catholic, have PTSD, and had increased in union pension because of the non-existent war.
Well, they also caught SWAT team people in the woods and then said it never happened, though we have the video and now the arrest record.
It never happened. And the problem is we're having false flags repeatedly with this president in order to justify expansion of executive power.
Listen, we're out of time, but I got you coming on and saying it's a false flags big. When can you come back on, this week or next week, for a full hour?
Come on any day you want and every day, as long as America understands we now have to fight. We have to fight in different ways, through the internet, voting, and we will not give up our guns.
All right, well, we're going to put you on hold.
We will not give up anything.
Sure, StevePachenik.com, Alex Jones here with Infowars.com. Amazing info. I want to get you back on about Sandy Hook and other false flags and how to fight back sometime this week or next week. We'll set it up right now. Thank you very much, Dr. Steve Pachenik. I'm Alex Jones. You talk about hardcore radio, this is it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 27th day of March, 2013. And we were playing a little intro there that John Baum put together from Death Race 2000. A classic dystopia film. And now we pretty much are Death Race 2000. Paul Watson is set to publish a report very, very soon. In fact, it just went up minutes ago. I just hit refresh on InfoWars.com. It's also on PrisonPlanet.com. Robo-reporters to replace mainstream journalists. And while I was in between jogging on the hike and bike trail, I worked on it a bit with him this morning. And so we'll see if he added my points into it. He also shot a video report that goes along with it. And this is the big enchilada as they say. You see, the AI computers, they are somewhat artificially intelligent. And by artificially intelligent, it can fool you that it's a human. Already they have, let's be conservative, tens of thousands of companies. I know because I've gone out and tried to hire reporters and researchers, and most of the time they work at what you call a link farm. And they've got degrees in journalism, you name it. But the only jobs now, people that formerly worked at newspapers with all the downsizing, is they go and take keywords and just rewrite regurgitated articles, in some cases that don't even make sense. And a couple of years ago, we discovered stories that were out there that clearly had been written by a robot. But now they're getting good enough where they're just going to have government press releases that are then rewritten so they're, quote, original and have the local name put on it. And, of course, the humans will be removed there. And that's why they've told the White House press corps, they even told you on Politico this, if you don't totally toe the line, if you ever make one snide comment about the White House, you will never be in the press conference. You will never be given the press release. Because it's all who gets the press release and the access. And now they're saying, they said this a month ago, they may go to a virtual president where it's a hologram recording of him. And then it'll be a full hologram composite where they just write the words. And it's not even a recording of Obama. It's just a video simulation. They're going to, and by the way, this is the plan. You see, the technology has been held back about 30 years conservatively of what we've been told there is. Under global national security, under New World Order technocracy, they've held science back in the public realm, the plane we're in, where things grow very slowly. Anything we're given has Trojan horses built into it. It's designed to track us, trace us, kill us while it's microwaving us. It's designed to also now feed us what, you know, Google feeds you what it wants you to see, what it believes you want to see to keep you in your own bubble. And this is all admitted. This is all scientific programmed warfare. They announced 7 years ago they're using microphones on your computers to listen to you. Now the video cameras to do it. There's the Wired news story. Can an algorithm write a better news story than a human reporter? And so, see, out of the gates, they're telling you that humans are going to relinquish control of our, quote, evolution, as Ray Kurzweil calls it, and that the establishment will now dictate the end of humans, and that's just the way it is, and that decision has been made. You're not going to be allowed to go play volleyball by the beach when this all comes in. You're going to be killed. And they've all said that. You're dead. Kurzweil says you'll be like a bug. We'll just step on you. We won't even recognize you. We are preparing to become God. I don't believe in God yet. I am going to become God. I am going to invent God. I am going to cybernetically merge. And you've got all these camp followers going, yes, we're going to live forever too. We're going to be part of it like lemmings off a cliff. You are not meant to travel to the next level. Go watch the Illuminati treatise on record by the inventor of the communication satellite and so much more. The OSS Black Op commander, the man who wrote 2001 Space Odyssey, if you go look at the top technocrat Black Ops commander and what he told you, by the third 2001 book, you all take microchips and worship Lucifer. That's the plan. And simultaneous brain connection to everyone else, just like, you know, gray aliens in the Hollywood movies communicating with each other with computer-assisted telepathy. The whole gray thing is a template program to condition you to accept that that's what we're going to look like in the future, and the grays are humans from the future. That is not really real, as far as I understand it from the highest level Illuminati information. And I'm laying down some hardcore info on you here today because this is the plan. I don't know if they're going to achieve this. It doesn't mean I believe this. I'm reporting as a sociologist, as an anthropologist, as a psychologist, as a historian, as a red-blooded American and a Texan who studied enemy operations, the enemy mindset, what they believe in, what they stand for, what their plan is. Just got chills. Okay, I, as a organic expression of humanity, which they even predicted in their own publications that we would arrive, and they're ready for us. They call us gallant and beautiful people who will have to be exterminated. They say it's painful what they have to do, but it's for a greater good after we're all gone. That's H.G. Wells I just quoted in his book, The New World Order. I could quote Arthur Schlesinger. I could just start quoting all these guys for you. I mean, if you'd like, I've read hundreds of their books. Hundreds. And this is the reality of what we face. And if you buy into the Matrix narcissism, the scientifically crafted, weaponized media they're aiming at you with the iPads and the iPods and all of it, and I'm not judging you if you have them. I have them too, but I know what they are. I see my children. I was up at 4:30 this morning. And I laid the iPad down at about 5, and I watched my son come into the room, 10 years old, the image of goodness, comes into the room in his pajamas. He's looking around. I've got my night vision because, you know, I've been sitting there in the dark for hours, or an hour, and I see him go across the room with the moonlight coming through the window, and he's looking for an iPad. He's looking for something. He's addicted to it. I know all this, and I have... Well, for education and the rest of it, let them into the Matrix. Look, I know I'm trapped too. My foot's in the bear trap. 5 a.m., my son sneaking into the room. I see him come up the little stairs, come in, turn, look at us. I'm laying there looking right at him. He walks over and starts looking for a computer. And of course, the computer's laying right here beside me. I said, go back to bed. God help us. God help us. He went to bed at 10:30 last night. Education, sports, reading, painting, computer, all day, stayed up late, should have been sleeping till 7 this morning, sneaking around at 5 a.m., wanting to stare into that crystal ball, wanting to stare into the eye of Sauron. That's what it is. A interface with a giant global network. I've got all the news. I'm going to take your calls. Professor Griff's coming up. I just want humanity to survive. I just want to be a decent person. And wickedness and apathy and corruption and narcissism and mental illness, they're reporting it everywhere. Just craziness is intensifying everywhere. Either you're going to become more enlightened and closer to God, or you're going to become closer to the world and the flesh. And there is a great separation of the wheat from the chaff right now, the gold from the pewter. We're beginning to go into the fire. This is only the beginning, and they are going to now. I'm going to get to this report after I take some calls, and because I really want to break this down. The decision you have: are we going to try to self-direct our destiny? Are we going to let really dangerous inbred people, who Hitler was just a spinoff of? A race-specific spinoff, so they didn't like him. Are we going to let the Illuminati really do this? Because this is happening right now. We're losing our soul. We are being scientifically destroyed. And they're just going to go, oh, computers write articles. Oh, a virtual president. No one knows who writes. It's a teleprompter. You type it in, and then a virtual hologram of Obama can be anywhere. And we saw the president today at our school. And they're just going to tell you that's real. This is the phasing out of reality. This is taking the false reality and teaching people that it is the reality. And then those of us that try to live in the real reality, outside the box, outside the lines, we are going to be declared heretics. We must understand, I mean, I'm trying to think of a symbol of a human destroying a robot. Because humans won't get it if we don't make it that type of symbol. But I mean, I've known for 15 years. My mission, and I haven't even done it. after I launch a larger news system is to create a human foundation for the preservation of humanity and try to organize a defense against this, because people aren't going to listen until it stuff really starts falling in on itself. But then the mind control is going to be so intense, people won't be able to pull themselves away from the screens that are the neural interfaces, the proto matrix sucking us in to the wirehead.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
News today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade.
You gotta think about something bigger than yourself.
The news was rather sad. Well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live.
He blew his mind out in a car.
No one noticed.
He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
We're letting a bunch of crazy people steer our future.
People stood and said,
are we just going to go quietly?
They'd seen his face before.
Are we going to let the worst of us dictate our future because they have a craving for the power? Or will those of us that crave liberty and justice and uplifting humanity, will we stand against the technocratic tyrants who are on the ultimate power trip? Will we do that? And if we lead by example, we can turn the tide. I've got off-the-charts financial news I'll get to. Cypriot panic as rumors swirl of more bank closures. Now they want more. I mean, if they take 40% of your bank account and you put up with it, why not take more? And it goes to foreign banks. It's not even their debt. Sweden affirms swine flu vaccine narcolepsy link. I know so many people have narcolepsy now and can't drive. And I ask them, did you take the flu shot? The H1N1, and they go, yeah. I just can't believe it's that. Okay. I know people that can't feel their hands and feet 4 years later. I know two talk show hosts in Austin got Guillain-Barré from the vaccine and were told that by their doctors. And by the grace of God, their feeling came back months later. And I mean, it's an absolute fact it didn't protect you from H1N1. And it's an absolute fact it gives you double the chances of getting the regular flu. Major government Canadian study. I mean, the inserts say it can kill you. And to not give it to pregnant women. And then I've read to you on air every time the school year starts, they say it's a conspiracy theory. There are no side effects. Remember that article I read back in August when school started? Last year? Because they do it every year, and I was reading Fort Worth Star-Telegram and other just Texas papers where it said, contrary to conspiracies, there are no side effects except maybe a sore shoulder. And I had the CDC's own inserts right there. You know, death, narcolepsy. I mean, what is hard about waking up to this thing? They are consciously killing us with this stuff. And people are like, well, that's just too far to go. You know, I'm just not going to say that on my talk show. I've had so many talk shows say, Alex, you're right about all this. But, you know, I'll just sound crazy if I go and do that. Piers Morgan went and got a flu shot and then couldn't do a show for like a week. He got so sick. And he said it had to be that.
I love his needle. I love this.
This is literally the biggest needle I could find. There are none larger. Please give me a muscle.
Okay.
That's it?
Mate, that's the biggest muscle you've seen for a while.
All right, that's it. That's it. One, two, three.
Oh,
and we're all, blood. Please.
Oh.
If I've been bleeding, no blood even, please.
There you go. And then he was so sick that he talked about, you know, feeling like he was going to die. And he said, I think it was the flu shot. See, his humanity came out, and even a dark operator like him, a mercenary. We're going to go to break and come back and take your calls, and I'm going to take them. It's just, I really have sorrow for what we're going to go through. And the denial that people think is protecting them, if you just deny it, is what is allowing this. It is what is going to bring all this to fruition. And I just want to thank God for all the blessings and for holding back evil as long as the Creator has. And this is not a religious show. I am a Christian. And it's just as things get worse and worse and get darker and get more serious, and as I just see the evil spreading, I know you see it as well, and the craziness spreading, this is just the beginning. I just get closer to God, and I'm just honest about that with you. And I wish that most of these churches would organize against evil, but they're federal 501c3 creatures now, and they all say, do what the system says. They all lie and twist Romans 13. And I got a stack of news. We're all over the Middle East. They are beheading, burning, torturing, and killing Christians on video. And I can't even watch these videos. But I know today I will make myself watch them. And I was against it when Muslims were being killed by Muslims with the stage deal in Libya and Syria and everywhere else. The people running our government are targeting Christians with Al-Qaeda, while saying I have to give my rights up because TSA's got to stick their hand in my cookie jar and your cookie jar to find bin Laden in there when they run bin Laden. I mean, it's just crazy. They are trying to overthrow reality. They are at war with reality.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
Took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Don't ever take a flu shot.
shot again. Now, I watched that night with Dr. Oz, and in deference to Dr. Oz, I think he's, you know, he seems like a completely competent doctor. But I don't understand any of the, you know, the kind of biological aspects of the, you know, of the meds that are.
But we're both doing the maths, aren't we? We both saw him put that thing in my arm.
Yeah.
In 10 days,
you know what? I don't want to tell anybody out there. I'm not a medical advisor. Get your vaccines if you. I don't believe in them. I'm just suspicious by nature. And I saw you get it, and here we are.
Well, let's try. We'll try and plow on with the interview. Notwithstanding that, I can't speak.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to work on getting Dwight Yoakam on the show. And if God wants it to happen, it will. Have we gone after him yet? Yeah, no, I want you to try to get him on. It just so happens my wife's been invited to be backstage when he's in town this weekend, so I'm going to have her ask him on the show. But the point is you haven't even gone after him yet? I'm not complaining. Can we just get him on? Not because he's a celebrity, but he's a smart guy. He said, 1776, I don't trust the government. Why do they have all the guns? I mean, I want to get him on. I like him. He's a Kentucky boy, I know. Shane Steiner knows him. Seems like Shane Steiner knows everybody. He was hanging out with one of the Green Day guys this weekend. I ought to get him to get them on the show. We got to wake everybody up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the point is liberty is popular and it is rising, and we don't have to give in to this total takeover. The reason the tyrants want to make us a bunch of robots is because then they can dominate and have full control and control the future. You know, the Romans, if you resisted them, they would just kill everybody. They would say, come up, come out, give up, or we're going to kill everybody. And even if you gave up, they usually killed all the men, down to about age 5. And so that's kind of what we're being told by the globalists, except they're just saying, hey, we're going to merge with computers and kill everybody, and humans are scum, and get ready to have your resources turned off. We've got to get you really poor and under our control before we fully get rid of you. And they write all these publications and white papers. I made the film Endgame. It has an online bibliography. What is the endgame.com? Every minute of the film has a bibliography, you know, has a factoid, proves of this technocracy conspiracy. And here's the article, Can an Algorithm Write a Better News Story Than a Human Being? And Paul Watson's article breaks it down up at Infowars.com. We can punch that up for viewers. It is Robo Reporters to Replace Mainstream Journalists. Establishment hacks now so glib and unquestioning they can be supplanted by computer programs. Well, it's not that they could be. It's they are. You're not going to see the president anymore down the road. It's going to be a teleprompter. It's because they already write the stuff he says. And it's going to be a virtual reality 3D model projection. The movies are going to be like that, too. I know folks that have had the secret tours of the studios out in California, including not just what the media has been shown, but what James Cameron's really planning. And that's the whole future. And they're just going to start rolling it out faster and faster and faster and faster. And again, it's not going to be a hologram of where I stand somewhere and hologram something to you. It's going to be a composite where it looks like Alex Jones, sounds like Alex Jones, and where you just get used to, oh, well, that's the virtual president, or that's the virtual Alex Jones. Robo reporters replace mainstream journalists. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into all of it. But the Swedish government, because they got to be brought in line. What is it? The British government has been forced because they don't have total evil people working there. Not everybody's bad. Everybody just goes along, you see. But I'm not going to go along. And Billy Corgan's not going to go along. And Dave Mustaine's not going to go along. And Matt Drudge isn't going to go along. And Bellamy Amuse isn't going to go along. And none of us have to save the world. Ron Paul isn't going to go along. Rand Paul. Ted Cruz. And people say, well, can you trust Ted Cruz? Well, his voting record's stellar right now. So we're going to make sure he stays true. There's a few vote difference on whether they're going to have national registration, basically, and ban all private sales of guns. That means passing them on to your friends and family. And that registration and not allowing transfer is going to be a way to purge gun owners. We're a couple votes away from them getting that. And as Dianne Feinstein has said, Oh, there will be more events, and then she smiles. But without further ado, 800, I think I'm the only talk show where I don't give the number out, the phones load up. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to get into all of this today. Professor Griff is scheduled to be calling in, and we're going to be taking calls when he's on to talk to one of the legendary, you know, founders of what you call modern hip-hop and rap, who's awake to the New World Order and an author. So I want to get him back just to take your calls. Don in Michigan on the Second Amendment, thank you for calling in today, sir. How may I serve you?
Yes, sir. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you bear with me for a few minutes, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a long time. I have not heard of anybody, whether you, Glenn Beck, or anybody, nobody I know of so far has responded to an article that of February 25th, it's an article in either it's America or Catholic America magazine. They have an article in their 25th of February issue. They actually have an article in there that I read that they are calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. And I've heard nobody respond to the Vatican or Rome doing this or any other religious
thing. It is actually, I did see that. I saw some Catholic publication. I actually search engine it because I scanned through XM. And they had like a Catholic channel on there, and I just, you know, stopped and listened to it. And they were talking about a Vatican release that, yeah, that, you know, the Second Amendment. There it is. Repeal the Second Amendment, the National Catholic Review. And that's the, isn't that the official Catholic?
Yes, it is. And also, they, over the years, Rome hates the American Constitution. And it's proven also by, if you ever can get a hold of it through maybe Chick Publications, it's called 50 Years in the Church of Rome by Father Jack Chinnicky.
Guys, do me a favor, print me that article, because I actually did see that, and by the grace of God, I did tune into it. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this right now. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, and then it goes on, or freedom of the press, or freedom to assemble with the redress of grievances.
Right.
The First Amendment. I'm going to put you on hold for a moment. I'm going to come back to you because I'm glad you called in, Don, but I want to speak on this here. So let me explain what the real First Amendment is. It's a jurisdictional issue. Congress can make no law, and states can make no law, on the establishment and the practice of religion. That's why, even though we find it distasteful, voodoo practitioners can chop the heads off goats and chickens. That's why the Hopi Indians can take peyote buttons. Or buckeyes, by the way, is what they originally took. That'll get you hallucinating right there. And the point is that they're able to do that, Supreme Court rulings, because Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You can go to any Native American church in the country on any weeknight, weekend, and they'll be in there with a church service. You can go take peyote. I'm not advertising for you to do that. You have that, it's a felony outside of that church service. Okay? It's the same deal. I'll explain this to you again. Congress has no jurisdiction. Now, since the 50s, they created 501c3 to say, your denomination orders you to now file, if you're the Southern Baptist or the Baptist or the Episcopalians or the Methodists or the Catholics or whatever the case is. This is ecumenicalism, and it is outrageous. I saw 5-6 years ago Catholic newsletters that listeners mailed us out of Illinois, Texas, you name it, saying, turn in your guns, it's of the Lord. They're now pushing this in other churches as well, not just Roman Catholic. People always call it Catholic. Catholic just means Christian. Roman Catholic means the Church of Rome. Constantine's Church, 300 years after Christ. But the whole issue is I stay out of Catholic, Jew, Muslim. I'll talk about what subsects are doing, what groups are doing, but I try to stay out of all the infighting because the New World Order is running all of this. But yes, Thomas Jefferson said separation of church and state, and then they misconstrued that, meaning the church has no place in the state, and they say the state is everything. Well, no. Separation of church and state means the church is not controlled by the state. So they've spun that to say churches can't be pro-Second Amendment or anti-abortion or can't support political candidates, and the IRS comes after them because they've been tricked. They're not a church. They are now a charity under 501c3 and signed a contract. I can create a 501c know, 3 or 4 or 5. You can create non-religious ones and then not pay taxes. So that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Scientology is. All this stuff is just a tax-free deal. And so I'm glad you raised this. What a heavy point that they tell churches you can't be pro-Second Amendment, but the Catholic Church can officially come out and say, get rid of the U.S. sovereignty, have totally open borders. They've lobbied in, what is it, South Carolina now, or is it North Carolina? Because you pulled me, here it is, yeah, North Carolina. Hundreds of illegal immigrants apply for driver's licenses in North Carolina. Driver's licenses are now released for people that are committing felonies. And the point is, I can't go to Mexico and just be given that as illegal. I can't go get free health care, have a baby. This is meant to totally get rid of the U.S. And they sell it like it helps, quote, Latinos, when it's only designed to make us all poor like Mexico. Because the globalists want that. That's what this whole plan is. It's why the illegals, they advertise in Mexico. And of course, Rome wants that because mainly Mexico's Catholic. All I want to do is proselytize the message of liberty to everybody and get all these hardworking, smart immigrants to become liberty lovers. That's the blueprint to win. If you just segregate yourself off and wait for the end of the world, they're going to get everybody. And the whole robot revolution is coming. We all need to unite against the technocracy that says we're all dead. They're forcibly sterilizing people in Mexico. They're engaged in hellish activities. And I stand with those people. And if you actually can communicate, you can wake them up. And I know my mission is just to tell the truth. But, yes, you bring up this incredibly hardcore point, sir. And I'm going to give you the last minute or so here before I go to the callers. I said I'd take a bunch of calls. They bring up such incredible topics. And then look what happens. But speaking with you.
Okay, sir.
This is outrageous. Well, let me just finish this point, and I'm going to you. The most outrageous point to all of this is they say churches have no free speech under the First Amendment when it's the opposite. They have total free speech. But then with the Catholic Church, it's different because it is a foreign political group here in America now trying to exert political authority. And when England does that, or Israel, or the Russians, or the private Federal Reserve that's a foreign power, it is a invasion. And I meant to cover this, and thank God you covered it. And this is out. This is the full push, folks. If they would go open with the Catholic Church calling for turning all our guns in, which I read the article, I meant to cover it. They actually say that this shows, and they say, repeal the Second Amendment, full frontal assault, while they say, we don't want your guns, it isn't happening, you're a conspiracy theorist, in the LA Times, this is the signal. And of course, you can say what you want about Catholic people out protesting, abortion, great people, whatever. The Catholic Church today is promoting world government. It is promoting New World Order. It is promoting planetary rule. It is promoting EU tyranny. It is promoting that all religions are the same, which is, what is the point? And so, yes, it's promoting one world religion. And now, go ahead and make your point.
Okay, well, thank you for bearing with me. The only other thing I really have to say is that Rome, I'm not against the people. There's God-fearing people in every denomination. It's the leadership, like in anything else. But there's... I want to be able to when we're done here, if you can give me a staff, give me one of your staff members can let me contact you with sending you more information privately. But I also have evidence here, if you ever heard of it, in 1897, there was a book put out by a retired general, Thomas M. Harris. He was on a tribunal that tried the Saracen and arrested him that killed Lincoln. And he gave his dissertation, what he found out during that tribunal back then, that Rome, through the Jesuits, was responsible for killing Lincoln. And it just goes into more history of what you talk about, Hitler and Stalin, Mao Zedong killing people. But in history also, during the Dark Ages, conservatively, Rome martyred at least 150 million people.
I know that there were giant religious wars all over the place. And in France, they would tell people, turn your swords in, to proto-Protestant groups, and they would kill everybody. That undoubtedly went on. And again, I'm just trying to unify people against the eugenics, the Agenda 21, the globalist love balkanization. But yes, I mean, let's put the headline back up. The official national newspaper for Catholics put out by the Vatican, is saying, turn our guns in. And, I'm a heretic, because I'm not doing what the Pope says. Well, I'm a Christian. And I'm not part of any of these denominations or any of it, and it's super creepy, and it shows how late the hour is. That's what I mean. I mean, we are in a lot of trouble. Can we put that headline back up by the official Catholic newspaper saying turn the... There it is. And, of course, I've said it's a good thing with the Catholic Church here in the U.S. saying you can't make us, you know, pay for abortions and stuff. I don't even know what to say at this point. It is so amazing. It's horrible. And I get mad at Israel, the Israel lobby. A lot of it right out of Israel is trying to get our guns, too. I mean, look, America's rich and powerful. We're the empire. And they don't want the American people armed. All these special interests want us disarmed. Because, I mean, it's simple. I appreciate your call. I'm going to come back from break and go to Jason, Joe, Kyle, Mike, and others before Professor Griff comes on the next two little segments at 8 after he joins us in the second segment of the next hour. And, you know, it's my point. People say, well, are you for Assad because you're against the war there? No, I've never been to Syria. I'm not a Muslim. But Assad was not attacking anybody. And the West is putting al-Qaeda in, who's purging Christians, Jews, and Muslim minorities, chopping their heads off. It's horrible, blowing up their churches. I'm against an offensive evil war. And they go, oh, you work for Assad and you work for Putin. And it's the same thing. I'm saying, they're trying to shut down the Koch brothers because they've got some of the only refineries and coal plants left that give us our power. Of course, they're globalist. They've been part of the power structure. Or in fact, I'm going to do soon a big report on them. I've just got piles of it. But the point is, it's like mafia. Why are they knocking out this smaller group? You see, it's like, it's strategic. It's like, why are they trying to shut down the Koch brothers? Let's call them the Koch brothers. Why are they trying to overthrow Syria and Libya? You know, why are they trying to start a war with Russia? What's the larger issue? What's behind that?
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get up, stand up.
just to show how widespread this takeover is, Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, one of the biggest Protestant leaders in this country, on his Facebook is calling for registration and banning of semi-autos and a bunch of other stuff. He was just showing me back there on Facebook. It's just the enemy is moving on every front, ladies and gentlemen. And the new Pope's calling for, you know, carbon taxes and global greenhouse garbage and Al Gore stuff. I mean, why doesn't the Vatican just elect Al Gore to be the Pope? I mean, Tony Blair, he's Catholic now, and make him the Pope. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then I try to be nice to everybody here, but I mean, Catholics really should do something about that, and Protestants should do something about Franklin Graham. I mean, man, let me tell you, they should never get another red cent from you. Man, that's incredible. That is so incredible. But everybody's selling out to the beast, ladies and gentlemen. Jason from Georgia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, great news. I'm moving to Texas. I can't wait to get there. Have you heard of the Local Community Radio Act that just passed?
Refresh my memory.
The government is opening up a window for nonprofits to sign up and get a license to run low-power FM.
Yeah, didn't they say that 10 years ago?
Well, it's opening up in October. Another thing.
Well, here's the deal. They've got all this extra digital spectrum. Maybe you can put 10 radio stations on one feed now. That's the real future. But the problem is they're just giving it all to, like, NPR people. So the answer is everybody who is a patriot or who's got a little bit of money should go try to get those licenses. And, yes, you can get them and run 1,000 watts, 100 watts, something like that, and have a real local community station that fights for liberty. Go ahead.
Check out PrometheusRadio.org. They've run a national campaign to get everybody licensed. Let me say this about Piers Morgan. The trigger that's going to wake up these unsophisticated yahoos down here in Georgia is when they come get the guns, and then it's going to be on. And what you told him, it was the best thing that he needed to hear. And let me finish up with a quote from Shakespeare that you partially quote all the time. There is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves or lose our ventures. Patriots have got to unite and wake up.
No, that's right. People have been convinced that that the New World Order is just in control and that we don't have any power or destiny. And people either feel powerless or they're on weird narcissistic delusions. And I can look at people and go, that's a down-to-earth person, that's an insane person, that's a narcissist. You can see it in people's eyes now. And the weird thing is, more people are waking up than ever, but more people are getting deeper into mind control. And absolutely, there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken, the flood leads on to fortune. That is from Julius Caesar, correct?
Let me say something to Franklin Graham.
Yes.
I'm a Southern Baptist, born and raised down here. They worship Billy Graham like he was God. And I'm sick and tired of these fake, phony preachers that I have to listen to on Sunday who I can't worship at the feet of the New World Order.
Just withdraw from them. I mean, these are Babylon. They are the Pharisees. They are the Sadducees. They are the people that Christ whipped in the temple, okay? I mean, these people are New World Order agents.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.